Hi, good evening. I'm Robert Schuller, and welcome to the call. This is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, our church with no walls. We are here to give you inspiration, encouragement, and hope, and to share God's love with you, whether you're listening on telephone or Facebook Live, YouTube, or anywhere on our podcast.
Yeah, later on our YouTube. And I'm Donna Schuller. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. We do take questions a little bit later on this call. So if you want to ask a question later, just remember to push star and 6 on your telephone if you're on the telephone. Or if you're not, you can try to write your, you can't try, you can write your questions in Facebook. And if we get too busy or if it scrolls up while we're talking or praying and we don't see it, we will answer questions later. So we're so glad to be here with you. You know, this is our favorite night of the month, 15th of the month. If it's 6 p.m., it's time for the call. And it's interesting because we're talking about calling tonight because the call has a lot of meaning to us. And that's why we named
it
the call over 9 years ago, because we've all been called by God to do something. And don't you think, Robert?
God doesn't make any junk.
And don't you think in these really tough, this last year we've been going through, people have kind of gone off the rail, so to speak, and they've lost their calling, they've lost their focus, they've lost their drive, their dreams. I think a lot of people are just in existence mode, like are we going to get through this? I think that's what we want to talk about.
Here's our challenge. We are in a state that is really locked down, and New York is the same. And not all states are locked down anymore. And as a result of that, states like Florida are free, and they may not feel some of this depression that we have here in California. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we're speaking to everyone here today who is in a state that is oppressive and restrictive specifically. And if you know people who are like that, this is the message for them.
Exactly. And we're going to be careful about using the five-letter C word or the V word. That happens to do with what people are getting in their arms. Because
the shocks?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why. Because we have a lot of really close friends and people that we've known for years and years, people that Robert once interviewed on Hour of Power, and they've been taken down off the internet. One of the things they're doing is they're fighting free speech. We've lost our free speech in this country, and it's almost like the book burning of years past, and yet we live in a digital world now. And I don't know about you, but when I find somebody's information has been taken down, I'm wondering who was so worried about their information. What was so bad about it? It makes me want to figure it out even more. And
call it disinformation.
Yeah.
And
anything's disinformation.
Freedom. Yeah, there's only one truth. Isn't that right? There is only one truth,
right.
And what is that? That's
Jesus
God, right?
God. Yeah, that's
God. That's because truth does not change, and the only thing that does not change is God. So. For us, so anyway, we're kind of on a little tangent here.
Well, that's what we do. We don't have a guest tonight. We're going to talk about this ourselves. We're going to just kind of, I think maybe just go over some examples of what we're seeing in society. Go over, again, we're coming up on the year anniversary of starting our pop-up temporary
Flatten
the Curve church in a parking lot a year ago
in
California, and we're still meeting. Some of the churches are opening. They're not open like they are in many states. We have, from what I've heard, churches have social distancing, no singing, no praying, reservations required, masks required, no interaction. I mean, I just can't even imagine that. We have a freedom church because we meet in a parking lot. People stay in their cars or they get out of their cars. If they want, they do whatever they want.
They want to sit outside their car. Yeah, it's a freedom church.
So it's been a very, very interesting year for all of us. But we want to talk about following your destiny, following your calling, being true to God and following God even when it's tough. And Robert's got a great scripture that he'll read and explain. So why don't you start with, you want me to pray? You want to pray?
Go ahead and pray.
Pray, and then you'll read the scripture.
Yeah, you pray. I'll read.
Okay, we always... You know, we're kind of, we work off the cuff a lot because we've been a team for 36 years.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's pray together. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this very windy evening here in Southern California. Lord, thank you for the seasons. Thank you for the ups and downs and the changes, even the ones we don't like, because it's a reminder that life is life. It's real. As a real thing, as a live thing, it's always changing. And we don't want that to ever cease, because lack of change means death. And we like life. We love life. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person on here tonight. I just pray that somebody would hear one little thing that might inspire them or give them a little aha, like, wow, okay, thank you. I'm back on track now, because it's hard to stay on track, Lord. And we love you. We praise you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. So we come together here and we pray and we walk with one another. And so we have a few similar people who come and join a lot of what we do.
Oops, we bump our camera.
Jenna Jones is one. Hi, Janet.
Hi, and Judith. She's on all the time. Sorry if we missed you, because it scrolls up.
Well, we can scroll down. Look at there.
Okay, well.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a whole bunch of people here.
Oh, Cortland. If she's still on. People come and go, too.
Yeah,
so
Anthony and Tim.
Yeah, but Judy and anyway. Another Judy, not Judith, but Judy here. I'm going to scroll up because we're, there we go. Okay.
There you go. So I'm reading from Matthew, and it's the Sermon on the Mount. It's a passage that I'm very familiar with. I have preached through this entire Sermon on the Mount. Most pastors have. I know my father actually memorized the Sermon on the Mount, and for many years he would recite it from the pulpit by memory. And so it's something that means a lot to me and my family. And I'm going to read from Matthew 5. I'm going to start with the 7th verse. So hear these words. Ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and those who seek finds, and those who knock, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So, in everything you do, everything you do to others, So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. The Word of God. Oh God, you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You have created us. You have created everything there is around us. We are yours. We are your servants. And we are here living on planet Earth because you made us. You made us with a purpose. You made us with a reason. And so today we come and we ask. We seek and we knock, knowing that we will find the narrow road, the road that leads to life, the road that leads to you, the road that leads to happiness, joy, and peace. And so we thank you, Lord, for your direction, for your love, and for your presence. We love you, Lord, and we praise your name always and forever. Amen.
Amen. I love that scripture. You know, we're talking about paths and the path that God has put out before you. And it's so much easier to take that wide road. I mean, think about even, you know, hiking and, you know, getting yourself into some precarious situations sometimes. But even as a hiker, or if you're walking with a walking stick, whatever it is, you're out in nature And a lot of times that narrow path takes you close to the edge, but that's where you see the beautiful valleys. That's where you see the waterfalls and all the wildlife.
Yeah.
And if you stay on that big wide
road
on the highway, there's not as much to see. And I know that one of my favorite books that I read probably right after we first got married, and I know you've read it as well, is The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck.
I was just thinking.
You were too. And
I wasn't thinking of the book. I was thinking of Robert Frost and the poem.
Oh, that. You used to have that memorized.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of Scott
Peck.
Two
roads diverged in the yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And being one traveler, long I stood and looked on one until it, anyway. I took the narrow path, the road less traveled, the one not trodden.
And it ends, that poem ends in, and that has made all the difference.
Exactly, taking the right path.
So it's interesting. I think especially now with so many social pressures and people are living in fear, it really troubles me to see faith-filled people, to see people that are, you know, used to going to church and listening to their pastors and people that are reading the Bible and following Jesus, that they're running around with a tail between their legs and scared to death and waiting for the government to help them and waiting for, you know, somebody that works for the government to give them a word, to be get glued on CNN or Fox or I don't care what network it is. It really doesn't matter. If you're not spending more time in the Bible, and if you're not spending more time asking Jesus, God, to help you, to keep you well, to keep you informed, if you're not going out of your way to research things when they come up and question things, then I think you're not following the narrow path. That's just me. I think it's in the times we live in, following the narrow path means taking responsibility for ourselves and not believing everything people throw at us and not believing what popular culture, you know, I know that a lot of times, most times when we take the narrow path in life, when we choose that narrow gate, as Jesus says, right, it's not popular. And yet the popular way is hardly ever the truthful way. It's always the way of the masses. And I know about Robert and I, we're not trying to be part of the masses. We're trying to stand out in this world and say, follow Jesus. He's the truth.
I remember in high school, actually, a sermon that I had heard, and it was, you have to make a choice. He said, immediate popularity or ultimate respect.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make that choice. Immediate popularity will follow the crowd. They will bend to peer pressure, and they will do what everybody else does. Ultimate respect is the person who knows who he is, who follows the narrow path, who realizes that success isn't found by following everybody else. It's following the path that God has created you to follow. And so in that vein, when we come and we look at what's taking place in the Western world today, I want to strongly encourage you to trust the body that God made for you. God made your body wondrously. He's made your body to be able to fight off the viruses that we face every day, all the time. We don't need any supplemental additions to be able to fight off any virus. We can do it. I've said the V word.
Yeah, be careful with that. No, the other V word, don't ever use it. But that might be okay.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one, huh? That one's okay.
That might be all right.
But he has given us the power to do that. And all we need to do is feed our bodies with the nutrients and the health that it needs, like vitamin C, lots of vitamin C. And if you get to a point where you need some assistance, there's all kinds of treatments, but you do not need, and trust me and believe me when I say that the side effects to what the medical community in the United States today is trying to do, the side effects, I'm going to say the word I have to, the side effects of getting the vaccine is very, very serious. We don't have enough, if this goes viral and we have 100,000 people who watch this, they may take it down. But we have such a small attendance of a few thousand that it doesn't matter. And so I'm going to continue to say it.
It matters to the few thousand, so please don't say it.
They're not going to take us down. That's what I'm saying. We're going to stay on. We're going to be here. We'll always find another way because there's always another way. And if it means taking a narrow path, we will take a narrow path. We will be able to communicate with you. In fact, if you haven't signed up for our emails, you should probably sign up because we may be taken down someday because the way Facebook, the way YouTube and everybody else is going through cutting people who don't follow the narrative that they want. And I don't follow their narrative. So you need to be aware of that. So if you are not on our email list, please sign up.
Just go to drschuler.org.
Yes, go ahead. Explain it, Donna.
Just go to drschuler.org, and then it'll pop up and just sign up. And we really don't send very much out at all. We send to our church that's local here, we send them an email every weekend saying, hey, this is where we're meeting because we meet the same place. However, if we ever have to change, we want them to know. And I don't know, we made a habit of saying we're meeting this Sunday. That's been a year. So now we're afraid if we don't tell them, they won't know we're meeting.
Exactly.
But we don't send a bunch of stuff out to you. So don't worry about that. You won't get a bunch of junk mail. But, you know, if you do go on drschuler.org, it's a good time since you mentioned that. There's lots of things you can look at. You can look at our blogs. You can look at our which deal with all kinds of real issues. They deal with relationships and disease and anxiety and family struggles and problems in the workplace and how to stay healthy. And we have about, I don't know, 300 or 400 different little short vignettes, and they're not short, that sort of an answer there, but they're under 300 words. And you really should be on there in case, you know, you're in a time where you need some extra help in the middle of the night. And,
because we do pray for everybody who asks.
Yes, we get a lot of emails.
We get back to as many as we can.
Yep.
And I just want you to know that prayer works. It's a life changer. It will definitely change things and change you for things. And it's important that you ask for prayer if you have something of need. Because the Bible was very specific. We read it today. I call it my lucky verse because I like my lucky number is number 7. And it's Matthew 7:7. I was born on the 7th. And so 7 is my favorite number. And it's Matthew 7:7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be opened. And that's what prayer is all about. We come to the creator of heaven and earth. We come to the person who put every single cell in its place, the giver of life. You know, science can't explain what life is. They cannot create life. They can create mechanisms. They can alter life. They can take life and maneuver it and do things like that, but they cannot create life. God breathed life into Adam. God created life by speaking, and that is something that has continued to perpetuate. He is the sustainer of life. You know, the Bible tells us that he created everything there is in 7 days. I'm sorry, in 6 days. And then, again, we're back to number 7. The 7th day he rested. And that doesn't mean he rested on the 8th day. That means on the 8th day he went back to work again. And he has been continuing to create and sustain and shape and form. And part of that is creating and shaping and forming you just the way you are for a purpose and for a reason.
And, you know, it makes me think of our guest that we had on 2 months ago, I believe, Amy. Maybe we had her on in, I know we didn't have her on in February. I think we had her on in January. December or January. Look at January 15th. But we had on a good friend, Amy Cardiff, and she talked about calling. She talked about setting goals, vision, casting a vision for yourself. And back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this podcast program, church service tonight, and that is, if you've lost your calling or your focus because you're so troubled or scattered or dismayed or fearful over what we've gone through in the last year, it's really, really important to get that back, because there's other people that are looking to you. If you're a boss, they're looking to you as an example. If you're a parent, they're looking to you, for example. It doesn't matter how old your kids are or how young they are. If you are an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent or a brother or a sister, there are people that look up to you. And if they've seen you lose your focus and lose your path that God has given to you, that makes a huge difference in their life too. So you're responsible for people that you come in around as a Christian mentor, as a witness of Christ and the power of Jesus. So, you know, if you're having trouble reigniting your dreams and your passions, then you need to really start praying about that and realize that you can't change everything swirling around out there, the chaos, but you need to start centering yourself and focusing on the peace within. Because that's the only thing you can count on, is the peace within through Jesus at the center of your heart. Because everything else in the world is just crazy, and it always will be, you know?
And we don't know whether it's, you know, what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And as such, we can move forward boldly with faith. We can be a leader in our families. We can be a leader in our our own lives. We can be leaders in our communities, and that leadership is showing courage. Mm-hmm. And courage is not a feeling, it's an action. So in the face of fear, courageous people continue to move. They get out of what they're doing and they do what God has called them to do, because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And with that, you can do all things. And when you find yourself up against a wall, oh yeah, we're up against a wall here. When you find yourself up against a wall, what do? You ask, and it shall be given to you. You seek, and you shall find. You knock, and the door will be opened. Because you are God's special child, created in his image, just the way you are. He loves the way you are. He loves the color of your skin. He loves the size of the color of your eyes. He loves everything about you. There isn't a thing about you that he doesn't love, except sin. And that sin is taken away and washed through the blood of Jesus, and we are brought to the Father whole, complete, redeemed, and beautiful. And we all make mistakes, and God knows that. But through it, God comes, and he gives us grace and love and joy as we just continue to move forward in faith, taking one step at a time and realizing that in our humble position, we are here to what? Love each other. Love one another.
So one of the good things about listening while he's speaking, and maybe he does this to me, probably, I hope he listens.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Is that he's reading the scripture, and the first thing Jesus says is ask. You need to know what you're asking for, right? You have to have specific things that you're asking for. What do you want in life? If you've lost that focus, you need to get that back. You need to get that fire in your belly. You need to get it going. You need to get back on that path, and you need to be able to ask for exactly what you want.
So how do they get that fire back?
I already said one thing.
Yeah.
You need to spend time out of the world, out of the turn off the TV.
Turn off the TV if you're watching.
Yeah.
If you're watching CNN and Fox and
Chaos Central.
And
turn it off.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of news
it is. Time to take a break for a week.
Yeah, take a break. Open your Bible. spend time with your coffee or tea, whatever. It's getting to be nice here in Southern. Well, today was raining, but a lot of days, wherever you are, when spring hits, go outside. Do your devotion time out there. Be quiet.
And the heavy snows are falling in the in the mountains.
Okay, so stay inside right now. But listen, you know, open your ears and listen, because if you don't know what you're asking for, you're just swirling around. And so I just think the very first part of that, ask. If you don't know, how can you seek something or knock and have Jesus open the door if you don't even know? And, you know, nobody's going to answer that for you. Nobody. Well, you have to answer back to personal responsibility and answering it yourself. So,
well, what you're talking about is the second part of spending time with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's prayer and meditation. And what's the difference? Prayer is when you ask God, you seek God, you knock, and you're petitioning Him. Meditation is where you sit still, you calm your thoughts, and you listen as God speaks to you. And it's interesting how God speaks. There's been a few times in my life where I've physically been woken up in the middle of the night, and I've known something that is. And sometimes it's good news, sometimes it's bad news, sometimes it's just a you've got to do this kind of a thing. Sometimes it's almost an audible voice where I've gone, holy mackerel, this is what's going to happen. And that's what happened when I could go through several illustrations, but there's the Rancho Capistrano, there was my son-in-law, there's my grandson, there's three things that specifically where I heard God speak to me. And it's very rare that happens, but occasionally it does. And then most of the time, it happens by doors opening. We know that we're supposed to do something because something happens, an invitation comes, a door opens, and you have to take the faith to walk into that door.
Right. Isn't it scary, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, we have to be willing to take the steps, because God wants to guide you, but you've heard it before. Even God can't steer a parked car. And so we've got to be moving. We've got to be doing something. And so if you're without a job today, got to go out and get something. And then I guarantee I see, even here in Southern California, I see businesses with help.
Signs all over.
Signs, help wanted. And you go there and you start there. And then what happens? That leads to something else. That leads to something else. You don't stay there. It might be an entry-level job, but from there, as soon as you get in there, you're looking for another job, and you find another job that's better. And you're there for a while, and while you're there, you're looking for another one, and pretty soon you find another job. And you just keep going, and you keep moving, and God will open doors you can't even begin to imagine.
Is this a good time to take questions? If there's anybody on Facebook who would like to ask us a question, you can write it in there. And if there's anybody on our call on the phone, you just click *6, and we will answer that. Let's see. I think I have to turn this to a quick Q&A. You're going to hear something here in a minute. There you go. You heard that. And that's for our control panel, for the people that call in on the conference line. But if anybody would like to ask a question, please ask a question of Robert and I. Ask a question about calling, about listening to the voice of God. How to know if it's the voice of God? That's always a good question. People ask that to me all the time. And I don't know. I know what
you're... How do you answer that?
How do I answer it? I answer it first by starting in... and talking about what we already talked about, prayer, meditation, and then looking at the fruits. And that's what you taught me. Look at the fruits of your efforts. And it says in the Bible, by their fruits you will know them, right? So
absolutely.
If it produces good fruit, or let's back up even a little further. If doors start opening with a prayer that you believe is from God, with a dream and a desire, doors will start opening for you. And like Robert said, you got to walk through them. And if the doors start slamming shut, then you go, okay, then I guess there we go. What is the best way to find out what is God's plan for you? Asked Phil. So you answer that.
Yeah.
Pastor.
The best way to find out what God's plan for you is to start moving. Start doing something. You always stay in a constant state of prayer. Prayer doesn't mean you're down on your knees, you got your hands folded, your eyes closed. Prayer is a state of being in contact with God, just talking to Him as if you're talking to yourself, but it's in your head, and you're talking in your head. Okay, God, what do you want me to do? What's the best way to deal with this? You find yourself in a predicament, and a lot of the things are God's predicaments is God leading you there. Then in addition to that, God gives you a will and a desire. And those wills and desires are often God's way of saying, this is what you're going to be good at. Because typically you're going to be good at something you like doing. And then you can turn that into a profession if that's necessary. But many times it's not our profession. Our profession doesn't necessarily support our plan for life. That supports our life, but the profession often supports our life. But our calling may be having a Bible study at night. It might be leading kids on Saturdays into some activity. It might be I could go on.
Yeah,
forever.
It might be going to a foreign country and build, or even into a lesser privileged area of your own city and helping people out there. It could be so many things, right?
I hope that I answered that question. So we have another one. Needed to get in touch with you about not getting vaccine.
Oh, okay, don't say that
but
word.
Info through
sorry,
vitamins
you can't read it all. It's kind of
you have to hit the button for more.
I know. Not getting
immune
through
system.
Vitamins and whatever. I have very little immune system. There are things you can do to build your immune system. You know, I'm a nutritionist, have been for 22 years, and everything I do is through our ministry now, so I don't have a private practice unless people come to me for private, you know, counseling through the church. But there's all kinds of things you can do. I think the number one thing you can do, forget supplements right now. The number one thing you can do is to eat healthy. Eat things that are as natural as possible. And eat things, Robert likes to say, so do I, but it's sometimes hard to understand, is eat things that are created as that they're as close to the way God created them as possible. Meaning, if you're going to eat apples, the best way is organic apple off the tree in your backyard. If you don't have a tree in your backyard, go to a fruit stand. If you don't, go to the grocery store. On the other end of that spectrum would be, deep fried apple fritter. No, I would say the worst would be an
apple fritter.
Apple fritter or an apple. Isn't that, I think that's a donut.
Yeah.
So not to say you don't ever eat this, but if you're worried about your immune system, you need to start eating raw fruits and vegetables. Mostly vegetables, and find a vegetable that you like, and stay away from processed, stay away from white sugar, stay away from anything that has processed food, that has food dyes in it, that has chemicals in it. All of that stuff is fake food. Stay away from fast food. Your body doesn't know it's food. This could be a whole program.
We could talk about this for a long time. One of the main things you want to avoid is wheat products and grains that are harvested in the U.S.
Yeah.
that are not organic. And the reason for that is non-organic farms will spray the fields with glyphosate
and
just before they harvest them. And so you're eating this, all your grains have glyphosate on them, and they do that for a lot of reasons. It forces the plant to throw all of its last bit of life into the kernel, and that includes wheat, that includes oats, that includes all your grains in the U.S. So you've got to get organic grains
non-GMO,
or grains that are not harvested in the U.S., because Europe doesn't allow glyphosate spraying, and
right,
yeah, currently that is
right.
So
it's just, you know, besides the supplements are great, But it's much easier to just watch your diet. I don't mean diet in losing or gaining weight. I mean what you eat on a daily basis. Eat healthy. Eat, you know what? A Mediterranean diet. Look it up. That's the best. Just a Mediterranean diet. Lots of, you know, lots of fresh protein, wild caught. That's the best way of saying it right now without going on and on. Are there any other questions right now?
So one of the things we do here every night, every 15th of the month, at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And by the way, this is the first time it's been light
for
a long time outside. So it's really nice. We like having the light.
Yeah.
But anyway, we collect an offering. And the way we collect our offering is threefold. Number one, you can write to us at 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. That's one way. You can just mail us a check. That's one way we collect an offering. Second way is you can Venmo us at Robert Schuller Ministries. If you have Venmo, you have to look up Robert Schuller Ministries, and you can Venmo us. And the third way is to go to our website at drschuller.org, and that you'll
pops
see it.
Up. It's easy.
Yeah, you'll
you can
see it
sign up there, too, for our newsletter, which is, like I said, we don't do a lot of mailing. You know, also, just a reminder, we have so many people to thank for supporting our ministry, for your continued gifts. And you know what that does is that helps us distribute hope all around the globe. This is just one part of our ministry and what we do. We love every single part of our ministry. We really do. And we're missing the fact that we're not traveling to Africa and Korea and all these unbelievable places right now. But that's okay. We're doing more ministry in our backyard, and that's exactly what God wants us. But, you know, we couldn't do what we do without your support, and you need to know that. Because we're pastors. This is what we do. We pastor people. We had somebody over here last night. Robert had two church services yesterday. He assisted in a funeral in the afternoon. And then we had somebody that attends our church come over here for a couple of hours and just eat with us, break bread and cry and ask for prayer. And she's going through something really tough with her family. But that's what we do. That's what we do.
Do it every day.
And that's what we love doing.
And
so we want to thank you.
What we've been called to do. And we couldn't do it without
your gifts.
We cannot do it. Your gifts.
And remember, all of your donations are tax deductible. We are a church in the 501c3. It's all great. You know, it's not, you're not just giving to give. I mean, you are, but it's tax deductible as well. And if you ever need us for anything, you can write Robert@SchullerMinistries.org or Donna@SchullerMinistries.org, and we answer our emails. He or I answer our emails, and we do answer prayers. And some days when we get really backed up, because some days we'll get, for some weeks we'll get tons of prayers that come in through the website, and it takes us a while to catch up because of everything else we're doing. But we do get to them, and if for some reason we haven't gotten to a prayer, I don't know. Sometimes they get lost, I guess, but we absolutely do our best. And I also want to tell you, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Robert Schuller Ministries, same name, and click on alerts, because every time anything is new that's posted, you'll get a little alert that says it's new and on there. It's free. It's easy, and it'll help this ministry if we get more people that our members. You'll see a library of videos. It includes our Sunday morning, includes all kinds of short videos from over 9 years of these calls and from all kinds of interesting things we've done in the last 10, 11 years since we've left the big ministry. So this call will be up on our Facebook tomorrow or the next day. I might not be able to post it tomorrow because we're traveling.
You mean on YouTube?
And Facebook.
Okay.
It'll be on, I will post it in a podcast.
Got it.
Excuse me.
Your podcast.
I put this recording into a podcast, and it's on our podcast, and I put the podcast on here. And you can take that and send it to people, even that don't have Facebook, because they can listen in the car. Speaking of which, that's why we try to stay under 40 minutes, because the typical drive time is under 40 minutes. And they tell you that's how long your podcast should be. So,
okay. So we're going to
Yeah,
we're going to wrap this up. We're going to say God loves you, so do I. And if it's the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here.
We are.
It's the call. And you can call in if you have the call-in number. Where did they get the call-in number today?
Where did they get it?
Yeah, we don't post that.
Yeah,
I
do.
Okay, perfect. Then you can call in with the phone number.
I email it. People are on an email list.
Perfect.
Let's see.
Or you can just come here on Facebook Live if you're here.
Thank you, Phil. I know you're a monthly supporter and you've followed us for decades. Thank you so much. And God is blessing you too. And we really, really appreciate your support. You'll just never know how much we appreciate your support. So thank you. God loves you and so do we.
You have a good night, a good day tomorrow, or if where you are in the world is good as the morning, good morning and have a great day.
Yeah, and join us on Facebook Live at 8 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday. And if you live in Newport Beach, come 10 a.m. Pacific time, of course, down to our church service down at Newport Dunes. You can drive in the parking lot and stay in the comfort of your car or get out. You can wear your pajamas. You can bring your breakfast. Really cool way to
So this coming Sunday, if you join us, we're going to be having communion.
Yep.
So on
Facebook Live
and in our drive-in.
Yes.
So have a great night, great day, great afternoon, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
See you
Bye-bye.
Soon. Bye.
Recording has started.
Good evening. I'm Robert Schuler.